Section 4, Climate. As you read, look for the difference between weather and climate and the type of climate found in Louisiana. The effects of tornadoes and hurricanes on Louisiana's people, property, and agriculture. The advantages of Louisiana's long-growing season. Terms, weather, climate, precipitation, tornado, hurricane, growing season. The concepts of weather and climate are related, but they are not the same. Weather measures the current condition of the atmosphere on any given day. The daily news forecast gives a weather report, not a climate report. Climate is the average weather of an area over a long period of time, say 25 to 50 years. The state has 5 geographic regions, but only 2 climatic regions, North Louisiana and South Louisiana. The climate of South Louisiana is more affected by the Gulf of Mexico. The climate of North Louisiana is more affected by patterns that originate in parts of the United States north of Louisiana. Louisiana has a humid subtropic climate. This means the summers are just as hot as in a tropical climate. It is the winter freezes that cause Louisiana to be classified as subtropical. Much of the warm air and moisture that create the state's humid subtropical climate are the results of systems that approach Louisiana and carry huge amounts of moisture. Continental air masses also influence the climate. These systems generally move from west to east across North America. Because there are no mountains to stop them, these continental air masses hit Louisiana full strength and flow across the state. Temperature, precipitation, and wind are the atmospheric conditions used to describe climate. Although climate is a long-term measurement, the records of daily weather changes and shifts in temperature, precipitation, and wind provide the building blocks for understanding climatic change over time. Temperature. North Louisiana has higher average temperatures than South Louisiana. The reason is that South Louisiana receives the cooling effects of the Gulf of Mexico. The highest temperature recorded, 114 degrees Fahrenheit, occurred on August 10, 1936, in Bossier Parish at Plain Dealing. Fewer than 50 miles away, Minden and Webster Parish holds the record for the state's lowest temperature of negative 16 degrees Fahrenheit on February 13, 1899. In July, the average temperatures in the state range from 73 degrees Fahrenheit to 93 degrees Fahrenheit. January's average temperatures range between 32 degrees Fahrenheit and 55 degrees Fahrenheit. The greatest temperature ranges occur in northwest Louisiana. Precipitation. Precipitation means any form of water, liquid or solid, that falls from the atmosphere and reaches the ground. Rain is the most common kind of precipitation in Louisiana, with occasional summer hailstorms. In winter, sleet, frozen or partly frozen rain, is more common than the rare snowfall. The largest amount of rain falls in the southeast and the least in the northwest. Washington Parish has an annual average rainfall of 70 inches, while Caddo Parish has an annual average of 48 inches. Wind. Although you cannot see wind, you can see its effects, and those can be dangerous. 2 kinds of windstorms, tornadoes and hurricanes, threaten the state's people and their property each year. Tornadoes. A tornado is a dark funnel-shaped cloud with swirling winds that can measure over 200 miles an hour. A tornado can form from the clouds of a thunderstorm or when cool air meets a layer of warm air. These storms can develop quickly, in as little as 5 or 10 minutes. Weather radar and computer technology can now spot tornadoes, but because they can form so quickly, people are often unable to get out of a tornado's path. Once formed, the storm is usually about 100 yards wide and moves forward at about 50 miles per hour. The high winds inside the funnel cloud circulate around a low-pressure center. The extreme low-pressure center, called an eye, is the most dangerous part of the storm. Hurricanes. A hurricane is a violent storm that forms in the Atlantic Ocean during the summer and fall, with winds that extend over several hundred miles and move counterclockwise around an eye. When the wind speed of a tropical storm reaches 74 miles per hour, it becomes a hurricane. A hurricane begins over warm, tropical ocean waters and gets its energy from warm, moist air. As the storm comes ashore, it hits the coastline with high winds and the high water caused by a storm surge, an abnormal rise of water generated by a storm's winds. These walls of water pushed ashore by the winds of the storm can be more than 10 feet high. When the storm surge happens during high tide, it may reach even 20 feet high. The storm surge and the heavy rain can cause flooding. Sometimes hurricane winds form tornadoes, which can do even more damage. The National Hurricane Center reports that more than 60 hurricanes have hit Louisiana since the 1850s. Major hurricanes of the last century include Hurricane Audrey in 1957, which killed more than 400 people in Cameron Parish. Hurricane Betsy, which flooded parts of New Orleans in 1965, and Hurricane Andrew, which caused $2.4 billion in damage in 1992. In 2005, Louisiana suffered the worst hurricane season in its history. On August 29, 2005, Hurricane Katrina came ashore in Plaquemines Parish as a huge and powerful Category 3 storm. Katrina also created a devastating storm surge that drove water from the Gulf and lakes into Plaquemines, St. Bernard, Orleans, and Jefferson Parish. The damage spread further when drainage canals were breached or broken and water poured into the streets of New Orleans and Metairie. Less than a month later, with the state still suffering from the effects of Katrina, Hurricane Rita hit the southwest coast of the state. This Category 3 hurricane struck with winds above 120 miles per hour and a storm surge more than 15 feet high. With damages estimated to be $135 billion, Katrina is believed to be the most costly natural disaster ever to hit the United States. When you add the damages from Rita, the total figure rises to $150 billion. In Louisiana alone, more than 1,400 people lost their lives. On August 28, 2012, the evening before the 7th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina, Hurricane Isaac came ashore at the mouth of the Mississippi River. The storm lingered over Louisiana and the Gulf Coast states for 2 days and brought high winds and several inches of rain. New Orleans did not flood during Isaac, but the nearby communities of Slidell and LaPlace suffered severe flooding, as did the east bank of Plaquemines Parish. The floodwaters even caused the closure of the interstate highway between New Orleans and Baton Rouge for several days. Almost half of the state's population lost electricity in the aftermath of the storm. Climate and agriculture. The hurricanes of 2005 hit Louisiana agriculture hard. Citrus trees have long thrived in Plaquemines Parish because the temperature rarely drops below freezing. Katrina's storm surge covered many citrus groves with salt water and killed many trees. In southeast Louisiana, Hurricane Katrina snapped many pine trees like toothpicks. Millions of acres of forests were damaged or destroyed. In southwest Louisiana, the rains and storm surges caused by Hurricane Rita flooded rice fields and cattle pastures. While the state's humid subtropical climate can present risks, it also provides Louisiana's farmers with a long growing season. A growing season is the number of days between the last killing frost, below 32 degrees Fahrenheit, in the spring and the first killing frost in the fall. That growing season ranges from 210 days in north central Louisiana to more than 290 days near the passes. The strawberry is a fruit that thrives in subtropical Louisiana. The state's early spring gives Tangipahoa Parish strawberry growers an advantage. After only 90 days, their crop is ready to pick and sell. Some of the first strawberries to reach grocery stores in the spring are grown in Louisiana. Sugarcane is the tropical plant and, in its natural state, has a 2-year growing season. But farmers can grow the cane to a point where it can be harvested with a growing season of 250 days. Only the southern part of the state has a growing season this long. If you drive south from Cheneyville and Rapides Parish, you can see where the cotton fields end and the sugarcane fields begin.